We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
You who have been listening in will remember that I've been in the book of Galatians from time to time for quite a number of days now. And I'd like to suggest to you, as I'm finishing up this book this morning, I'd like to suggest to you that you read the book of Galatians. Read it through. It won't take you long. Might read it through 2-3 times. It's a wonderful, wonderful epistle. So much practical Christianity in that epistle. I want to encourage you to read the Bible more and more. Now, I'm not endeavoring to be a real teacher of these epistles. I'm trying to do a little teaching, but I'm trying to make the applications, practical applications. Now, when I talk to you, some of you folks are mature Christians. Some of you have been out saved for a long time, and you know the Word. And some of you have maybe just babies in Christ. But you know, old people like milk, too, see? And babies like milk, see? When you get on milk, you see, old man likes it, old woman, little child, baby, and so on. So I'm trying to give you a little of the milk of the Word as I go along. You never get away from that. You never get away from that. Some of the supposedly simple things that we can't understand, that it's a little too deep for us. You know, we sometimes get away from those. For instance, I heard a preacher preach when I was a boy on the vicarious atonement and the substitutional atonement, how Christ was died on our account and died in our place. Well, now that's true. That's absolutely true. He suffered for us. He took our place. He bore our sins, his body on the cross. That's all right. But you know, I hardly knew what substitution meant, that word substitution. But you know, I did know he died for me. I'm so glad I don't have to know all the meaning of all the words to be saved. You know, if I just trust Jesus and turn over to him and say, well, I can't save myself. I just can't save myself, and I just trust you to save me. I believe you died to save me. Rose me dead, I just put my case in your hands. I've known many a man converted that didn't know what vicarious and substitutional meant. But he knew Jesus died for him. He loved Jesus. He'd be willing to die for Jesus. I've seen men like that. Give up everything to follow him. So you don't have to know too much if you know the right things. Of course, you ought to know all you can about the Word of God. Now, he said, yeah, for God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. The world, the cosmos, the world system, see. You know, the world system has never been right since Adam and Eve walked out on God, see. Now, there's restraining influence in this world. The Holy Spirit here, dwelling in the bodies of saints and ruling over this earth, restrains it. God says to man, you can go so far and you have to stop there, see. But in this world today, a majority of people are unsaved, see. And an unsaved man, he might commit any kind of sin. And a Christian better be careful. If he takes his eyes off of Jesus, he might commit some terrible sins too, see. But in the world today, only a small percentage of the world really claims to be Christians. So we're living in a world where sinners are around us, and sinners all over the world. Pagan nations, heathen nations. And in a nation like the United States that we call Christian, we don't keep the Sabbath, sell liquor to people and make them drunk and send them to hell. And do all sorts of things with the weakness of human nature. And we live in the best country in the world, I think. We do have religious liberty. That's one glorious thing about it. And we are able to come to Christ without being crucified ourselves. We are able to come to Christ without going to jail for doing so. We do have religious liberties. You'll have plenty of answer for someday. Now I said, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. The world system is not my system. Oh, I ride on trains and fly in planes and drive down highways and live like a fellow ought to live. I try to, but my citizenship's in heaven. I'm saved. Jesus Christ is the right hand of the Father. Bought me a title to a home in heaven and said, I'll give it to you if you'll accept it. And I took it. Now, he said, I'll fix it up for you. If you're faithful to me, I'll reward you. I'll reward you if you're faithful. And he's up there preparing us a place. Sure, it's wonderful to be a Christian. Got somebody representing us up in heaven, and somebody represents him down here to us. The Holy Spirit represents Jesus to us. And Jesus up in heaven represents us to the Father. And pleads our case. He's a lawyer that practices at the bar. and never any case he'll take. If he'll take it, he won't take it unless you're sincere and honest. But if you're a penitent sinner, go to him and say, "Now, I can't help myself, can't save myself." He'll take your case for you and hand it for you. All right? Now listen, "But God forbid I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." Now think of a man glorying in the cross. Now listen, would you glory in a scaffold on which somebody was hung, with a rope hanging there, and glory and say, "Hallelujah"? Well, you glory in the cross. But you know, the cross of Calvary was more horrible than if Jesus Christ had been hung up on the neck. Horrible thing. Yeah, there he is. If you get the picture, sometimes it is. But you glory in the cross of Christ because there Jesus died for you, bore your sin in his body on the cross, and took your place and suffered the tortures of the damned because he was God manifest in the flesh and offers to save us. Said, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creature." Yeah, form won't save you. Oh, yes, you can be baptized and as a matter of form and never be converted. Oh, yes, you can go to the house of God and sit there and enjoy the music and maybe listen to the preaching if he's eloquent. That don't save you, see? But a new creature. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision be anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. Now, if you are saved, you are a new creature or a new creation. You're a new creation. When you became a Christian, you got something you never had before. You had something imparted to you. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. I trust Jesus Christ, and when I trust him as my Savior, I don't go around saying, "Well, I've been faithful, I'm a nice fellow, you know. I didn't do anything so very bad." Just, you didn't? Did you ever reject Jesus? That's the worst thing anybody ever did in the world. That's what sends people to hell. "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll be saved. He believeth not, shall be damned." But all right, Jesus, I'll trust you. Can't save myself. The Bible tells me I'm saved by grace. I couldn't earn it. I couldn't pay for it. So I take the gift of God. He gives it to me. But if you have the gift of God, which is eternal life, and you're saved by the grace of God, you'll be a changed man. Changed Paul. Changed everybody that ever was converted. And if you didn't get changed, you didn't get saved, see. The things are new. You become a new creature, a new creation. The things you loved once, you don't love anymore. And the things that you hated, you now love, if you're a Christian. Yes, but it works all right. If you turn your case over to Jesus Christ, I don't work to be saved. I work because I am saved. He tells me I'm not saved by works. But I work because I love him. Not to be saved. I trust him to be saved. And I work for him because he saves me. And he'll reward me for my works. If I'm a faithful Christian, reward you, but your works won't take you to heaven. You're saved by grace through the atoning blood of Jesus Christ. Now listen, circumcision of faith. Now, I've got a new creature. That's what the Lord wants you to be. He wants you to be a new creation. You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You trust him. You become a new creature. You love what you used to hate and hate what you used to love. Now you become a new creation. As many received him, he gave them right to become children of God. See, you weren't a child of God. But he gave you the right to be a child of God when you trust him. As many received him, them gave you the right to become children of God. So you're a child of God now. Your citizenship's in heaven. The devil's going to pick on you and give you a lot of trouble. Somebody will lie about you. But if you trust in Jesus Christ and not trust in just your church or your baptism or something else, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Now let's quit adding a lot to it. Now if you believe in him and are saved, you'll do what you ought to do and you'll do what you understand you ought to do. You'll be baptized. You say, "Yes, I believe that, but baptism doesn't save you." Or, "I'll go to prayer meeting." Going to prayer meeting won't save you. But if you are saved, you don't want to go to prayer meeting. And if you are saved, you won't do what Jesus wants you to do. Now listen, let's go ahead. "Now, if I in Christ Jesus need circumcision, be anything uncircumcision, but a new creature. As many as walk according to this rule, peace be to them, and mercy upon the Israel of God." He said, all of you that walk like that, trust Jesus. Lean on him, depend on him. I meet a man, I say, "You say, oh yes, I'm trusting Jesus to save me." "You are, yes, sir." Well, if you are, you live right. He is born of God, doesn't commit sin. The Greek word means he doesn't practice sin. He shouldn't sin at all. Well, a fellow just habitually a sinner, he's not saved. Don't go around saying you're saved when you just keep sinning, commit the same old sin over and over and over and over. Maybe a half a dozen sins and going around living in sin. You can't enjoy sin when you get saved. You may forget Jesus for a minute, but all the agony of pain and sorrow come to the heart of people that really know they're saved, have been saved. Jesus loved me. I go over to work for him because he first loved me. I trust him as my Savior. You know, I wouldn't say, well, I can go do anything I want, can do. My wife won't quit me. I wouldn't say that. If I had a wife that I knew was going to stick to me, I'd make me want to live right, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you mean that? Wouldn't you women feel way about your husbands? All right. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace on them and mercy upon the Israel of God. Oh, you are chosen people. We children of God. As many as received him, he gave them the right to become children of God. You don't have to, like I've said many a time, it's your home, your little child there. You don't have to slip around outside while they're eating dinner in the house and have them slip you something to eat through a window. You might have company, the table might be full, they might do that, but you don't do it with friends and families, they say. You just go in the house, sit down, and say, Mommy, I want a biscuit. Yeah, because have some more milk, Mommy, see? Yeah, you're a member of the family. I'm a child of God. So you must think you're mighty good. No, I'm not as good a child as I should be. Not as good as I want to be. But I'm a child of God. I've received Jesus. He's my Savior. I'm trusting him. I wouldn't know how to give him up, to tell you the truth. Somebody said, can you lose it? Well, do you want to lose yours? I don't want to lose mine. I don't want to lose fellowship with Jesus. A man said, an old saint one time, he said he wept more over the sins he committed after he was a Christian than he ever wept over the sins the night he was converted. Listen, men and women, if you fall in love with Christ and you trust him as your Savior, you don't want to live right. Now listen, from henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Now if you were a born again, Bible-believing Christian, you'd carry some kind of marks. In this world we have tribulation, and you're going to have some folks that will say things about you. You can't be on the side of Jesus Christ and not meet some kind of persecution. In this world you have tribulation. If nobody ever persecuted you, if nobody ever made it a little hard for you, I wonder if you're saved or not. Somebody say, oh, she claims to be a Christian, but you know, see. All right. Now, brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirits. Amen. You're going to need that grace. By grace you're saved, and by the grace of God we are what we are if we're saved. May God help us to be faithful. Our Heavenly Father, give us the wisdom that comes from above, and the leadership of the Spirit, and the power and the grace to be what we ought to be true to thee in all things, and keep us near thyself and faithful to thee. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.